In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. At the dawn of the 3rd century, Roman Emperor Septimius Severus banned conversions to Christianity. Among those disobeying that edict were Perpetua, a young noblewoman, and her maidservant Felicitas, or Felicity. Both were jailed at Carthage in North Africa, along with 3 fellow Christians, Revocatus and Saturninus, and Satyrus, their teacher. Perpetua had, and at least some of the others, had not completed catechesis and were not yet baptized when arrested. Evidently, they received holy baptism before being taken to prison, though, thanks be to God. And also, Perpetua was a new mother and a fairly recent widow. Felicitas was near the end of her own pregnancy when arrested. During their imprisonment, Perpetua and Felicitas witnessed to their faith with such conviction that the officer in charge became a follower of Jesus. Sounds a little like St. Paul. For some time, doubts remained about their faith. Nobody knew what was going to happen to them, least of all those imprisoned. But Perpetua had a vision of a golden ladder guarded by a fierce dragon. And in this vision, she climbed it, stepping on the dragon's head to do so. And at the top, she found a green meadow with many white-robed figures, and in their midst stood a shepherd who welcomed her and gave her cheese from the sheep's milk. She awoke from that vision, understanding that martyrdom was assured, but also that she would triumph. Perpetua's father came to plead that she recant her confession of the faith and renounce Jesus Christ many times. This she steadfastly refused. On one occasion, she pointed to a pitcher and said, "Father, do you see this as a pitcher or something else?" Her father answered that it was a pitcher. She asked, "Can it be called by any other name?" "No," he answered, "neither can I call myself anything else than what I am, a Christian." Roman law forbade the execution of pregnant women, and Felicitas feared that Perpetua and the men being held at the same time would face martyrdom but leave her behind. However, by God's grace, Felicitas gave birth 2 days before the scheduled execution and was allowed to join her companions in the arena on March 7th, 203 AD. By God's grace, again, both Perpetua and Felicitas were able to make arrangements for the well-being of their children before they would bear witness to Christ with their blood. This was possible because the imperial decree only concerned recent converts to Christianity or Judaism, since those entrusted with their children's care were believers of long standing. They were safe from persecution, at least for the time being. The accounts say that the 5 were first scourged at the crowd's urging. Then they brought out the animals. The men faced a boar, a bear, and a leopard, while a wild cow or bull was put out against the women. And after they were all injured and marred by these animals, but none of them yet killed, Perpetua and Felicitas exchanged the kiss of peace before the Romans put them to the sword. They confessed themselves to be Christians for all watching in that arena to see. One tradition holds that Perpetua showed mercy to her captors by guiding the sword of a trembling young gladiator to her own heart because he didn't have it in him to put her to death. The martyrs were interred at Carthage in North Africa, and the story spread throughout Christendom. Later, a basilica, a church, was erected over their tomb. And the story of the martyrdom of Saints Perpetua, Felicitas, and their companions has served for centuries as encouragement to persecuted Christians. Perpetua herself left a written record of the story of the imprisonment and martyrdom of she and her companions, which is just dripping with Holy Spirit-wrought faith. Faith that even those who have it must envy. The account has been titled The Passion of Perpetua. And the conclusion of this account was written by an eyewitness to the blessed martyrdoms of these faithful servants of God, who ends his conclusion by writing this: O brave, O most brave and blessed martyrs, O truly called and chosen unto the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ, whom whoever magnifies and honors and adores assuredly ought to read these examples for the edification of the church, not less than the ancient ones, so that new virtues also may testify that one and the same Holy Spirit is always operating even until now, and God the Father omnipotent, and His Son Jesus Christ our Lord, whose is the glory and infinite power forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Indeed. This, dear friends in Christ, is why we remember and honor the saints, that we might see the example of our Lord's mighty grace and power working in their lives. This mighty grace and power that moved them to remain faithful amidst the most trying circumstances, even when facing the cruelest of deaths. They had the Lord's promise that He would bring them home, that this earth and this world and this life is not all that there is, but that the life to come is so much more. They had His promise that He would bring them home, and so He has. Perpetua, Felicitas, and their companions fell dead in that arena, but their spirits were immediately welcomed by their Lord in heaven as the angels sang the Sanctus in unencumbered joy to greet them. This same promise is also for you. The Lord will provide. He will give the strength you need to bear the cross that He insists upon, whatever that may be. He will see you through. The God who died and rose for you has not forgotten you. He will never abandon you. He loves you. He is with you. He feeds you, provides, encourages, strengthens, and revives you. He redeems and sanctifies you. His death and resurrection are enough. They are complete. So is your salvation. He does not forget. Your day will come, and He will not fail you. Then you will join the blessed saints of old, including Perpetua, Felicitas, and their companions, and the holy angels will greet you with joy unknown, even now. You sing with these same holy angels and receive the very body and blood of the one they hallow and you hallow as holy, holy, holy. Thus, dear friends in Christ, are you healed and strengthened and made ready to endure to the end. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.